Welcome to the briefing. If you're looking to conquer long-distance swimming, success comes down to prioritizing efficiency over raw power. It's about integrating technical precision, structured physiological training, mental resilience, and strategic nutrition. And here's the reality. With consistent application, you can progress from struggling with 1 kilometer to confidently completing 10-kilometer events within a single year. Let's start with the foundation, technique and efficiency. Remember, water is 800 times denser than air, which makes drag reduction absolutely critical. In fact, a slight drop in your hip position can increase drag by up to 20%. So maintain a horizontal, torpedo-like body line. Keep your head down, press your chest slightly into the water, and engage your core. Breathe every 2 strokes, and exhale continuously underwater. This prevents carbon dioxide buildup and keeps your alignment locked in. Prioritize stroke efficiency over speed. Maximizing your distance per stroke conserves energy far better than just increasing your stroke rate. Focus on an early vertical forearm catch, proper elbow positioning, and using that rotational momentum to drive you forward. Now let's talk structure. Systematic training builds your capacity. Establish your aerobic base first. Start with steady state zone 2 swims, anywhere from 20 minutes to over an hour. This work improves mitochondrial density and enhances lactate clearance, giving you a stronger engine. Once that base is established, incorporate interval training. This allows you to accumulate high-quality yardage while preserving your technique. Effective examples include 10 400-meter repeats with 30-second rests, or 5 800-meter negative splits. Apply progressive overload carefully. Increase your weekly volume by no more than 5 to 10%. Structure your training in 3-week build phases, followed by a dedicated recovery week to prevent overtraining. Aim for 3 to 4 sessions weekly, and make sure you take 1 complete rest day. But pool time alone isn't enough. Dryland and strength training are essential for long-term performance. Targeted dryland work 2 to 3 times a week strengthens your swimming engine and prevents injury. Core stability is key. Exercises like planks, side planks with bands, and dead bugs maintain your body position even when you're fatigued. Shoulder stability is just as critical given the high volume of annual rotations. Use bat wings and wall angels to build both mobility and strength. Don't neglect your lower body. Goblet squats, split squats, and back extensions improve kick efficiency and propulsion. And always prioritize mobility work for your ankles, hamstrings, and thoracic spine to eliminate restrictive drag. When physical fatigue sets in, mental conditioning determines your success. Combat psychological overwhelm by segmenting your swims into manageable checkpoints, like buoys or time intervals. Use visualization to mentally rehearse your races and establish a consistent pre-race routine. Employ focused mantras and curious self-talk to maintain your technique and pacing when you're tired. Research indicates that structured self-talk can improve performance by nearly 1.5%. Now, let's fuel that effort. Strategic nutrition and recovery are what sustain endurance. Hydrate with 16 to 24 ounces of fluid 2 to 3 hours before swimming, and consume a carbohydrate-rich meal 2 to 4 hours prior. For events over 90 minutes, use electrolyte drinks containing 1,500 milligrams of sodium per liter. During the swim, scale your carbohydrate intake with duration. 30 grams per hour for 1 to 2 hours, 30 to 60 grams for 2 to 3 hours, and 60 to 90 grams for events over 2.5 hours. Post-swim, consume a 3-to-1 or 4-to-1 carbohydrate-to-protein ratio within 30 to 60 minutes, targeting 20 to 30 grams of protein and 60 to 75 grams of carbs. And rehydrate with 16 to 24 ounces of fluid for every pound of body weight lost. So, here are your critical takeaways. Master horizontal body alignment to slash drag. Build an aerobic base before adding intensity. Use intervals to maintain technique while increasing volume. Strengthen your core, shoulders, and lower body on land to support endurance and prevent injury. Train your mind with segmentation, visualization, and focused self-talk. Fuel strategically before, during, and after swims to sustain energy and accelerate recovery. Long-distance swimming is a blend of art and science. Consistency across technique, training, mindset, and nutrition transforms exhausting effort into effortless endurance. Let's get to work.